Welcome. In this video demo, what we're going to do is take a look at deploying Nginx up on a Windows Server container running in Azure. So I've got my Azure VM here that I've called containers, and it's already been deployed and configured with the container role. So I'm just going to go ahead and RDP into that box and start the configuration. All right, so the first thing we want to do is let's take a look at what's in the directory structure here. And you can see we've got a Docker file. The Docker file is what we're going to use to tell Docker how to build this image that we're going to use. So you're going to see that it comes from the Windows Server core image, which I've already pulled down, and then we're going to copy in the executables for Nginx as well as some website content, and then we're going to set a working directory. So let's go ahead and do that right now. So we're going to say Docker build, and we're going to give our image a name, and we're going to say build it from the Docker file in the current directory. That's what that dot means. So we'll hit enter here, and it'll go off and do its thing, copy over the binaries, copy over the content, set the working directory. And now if we run Docker images, we can see that image that we just built there, Nginx Windows. So the next step is to actually start a container using that image. So we'll do Docker run, give it a name, tell it to expose port 80, and then run the Nginx executable when the container kicks off. So give it a second here, and that container will be done. Now, if we head over to our Windows Server machine and we get the IP address here and we navigate to that, we'll be able to see the website. And that's because we've routed the port 80 from the container to the port 80 of the host. So that's all there is to it, running Windows containers on Windows Server 2016 Technical Preview 3. For more information, visit us at www.docker.com.